It's time for City Beat, your source for all the latest news on the city of Thompson, only on 1029 CHTF, your radio station.
Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball, and joining me this morning over the phone is Mayor Colleen Smook. How's it going this morning, Mayor?
It's going good. Thank you.
All right. Good to hear. So, Mayor, there was a special meeting of council on Monday at noon. One of the items on the agenda was a motion to rescind a resolution for mask mandates in the City of Thompson facilities. Was this done to be in line with public health orders that went into effect on Saturday? Is that correct?
Well, what actually, it was a notice of motion, so that will actually be moving forward to our city council agenda this coming Monday. What happens is the city put in a resolution early in the process that all buildings had to have masks mandatory in their buildings. So as the city resolution, this has to come off. It is still going to be, you know, up to council to decide whether this resolution comes off the books in response to our city facilities and our trucks and everything else when there's more than one person in them. So that'll all be debated, whether that resolution. So if it doesn't come off, that means everybody will still have to continue coming into City Hall, in our workers, when we're all in City Hall. If we're mingling with anybody, we have to have our masks on. If the resolution comes off, it still has to be recommended that we masks are worn at City Hall and that, but that'll all be up for debate Monday, so it should be interesting.
All right,
tune in to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the TRCC is currently putting ice into the CA Nesbitt Arena, and the arena should be ready to go by Monday, is that right?
That's what I'm told. That's exciting news, and I hear that there's lots of ice bookings, you know, booked for the first couple weeks in there, so that's good news also.
Mm-hmm. And the same goes for the walking track as well.
I would sure hope so. The walking track should be open the same day, like for the hours that it's open for the ice. It's been very frustrating to me, and I'm not even a walker on the track, but I know I receive lots of calls as the hours keep changing and that. So hopefully once the ice is in there and we have an ice plant operator that has to be on site, then the hours will be more regular and will coincide with the ice times.
All right. Now, last week, the city put out a social media post reminding people who haven't already done so to fill out the census. Now, this has been something that the city's been pushing since the summer began back in June. So what are the numbers looking like currently if you have those on hand?
I actually don't have the numbers. I had actually put in a request yesterday to try and get the numbers. It seems that it's pretty elusive even to try find out the numbers, so I'll have them. I know there's a couple private citizens and landlords that are working together trying to get the numbers up and running for the census. And what that means to us, if people don't fill out their census, that we receive less dollars because it's based on our per capita numbers. So many of our grants that we get. So it's very important that if we want to have optimal money to run the city with, that people fill out the census. Otherwise, lo and behold, what happens is it ends up on your tax dollars to run the city.
Mm-hmm. Is there a time frame in which Statistics Canada would like the remaining censuses in by?
Well, I know it's definitely past due now, but they're still taking. I'm assuming that we're going to get a hard, you know, cold by the end of the, you know, this month, that we're going to be given a date that if it's not in, then they won't accept. So I'm thinking that, you know, we have to have them in before September. So if you know anybody, please keep pushing. Go to thompson.ca, the city website, find out how you can get your numbers into StatsCan.
Mm-hmm. And what is being done to reach out to those who haven't filled it out yet? Is the city privy to that?
The city, we have been told that they've actually hired a few people to start going door-to-door in that and some of the areas in that. But I personally am not privy to just exactly how many or what areas they are targeting.
All right. Now, Colleen, I do have a couple of listener questions that we just got in right before City Beat started. The first one is, the person is asking, taxes are going up, and so what's the city doing about the water breaks at this time?
We're still working on the water break. We got behind there when we didn't have a water and sewer truck so that we couldn't do some of the soft digs where there's a lot of our the water breaks are on places where there could be lines, hydro lines, communication lines, other things. So we couldn't dig those, so we're catching up. The water breaks are almost caught up on the board when I asked. So now we're just sort of working on them as they come. Some of those bad ones that had literally been running for a month or so have now been fixed.
Mm-hmm. And another question is basically asking why the city has hired another bylaw officer.
Why we haven't?
Or why you have, I believe.
Okay, we have, I'm not privy to the HR. I know we've been working at hiring different things. What's happened is some of our officers have either changed positions within the city, applied for other positions, so then that leaves their job vacant, so that would be one of the reasons to hire another officer. Our CSOs, we're in the midst of, we're still looking at the training. With COVID, we hadn't been able to train or hire, so the training's going to come back online, so we'll be looking at hiring, a couple more CSOs to get us back up to our complement. And our bylaw officers, basically we, you know, we're supposed to have a couple of them, and we had been down to one, so it's just to, you know, go out and make sure everything is fine for the residents of Thompson.
All right. Now, as mentioned earlier, there is a regular meeting of council on Monday. Aside from the motion that we talked about earlier, what else can we expect on the agenda?
Basically, there's a couple resolutions for taxes added, taxes canceled. What that is if people have put up new buildings over the last, I think this one goes likely from January till June. The report will be anybody that has added garages, different things that put taxes on their property will have added taxes. And then there's also taxes canceled if somebody has demolished a garage, taken down a deck, maybe had a fire that maybe a business has closed, then the taxes will be canceled, so you'll get an update of things that have happened there. And then there's the purchase, a tabulation of prices for purchasing of some of the water and sewer, wastewater treatment plant chemicals and that, so that's on the agenda. And also the tabulation of prices for the purchase of a water and sewer truck, so that's also in there. And then there's a hydroelectric service agreement at the for the Canadian Tire Jumpstart Park, and that's about all that I have right now.
All right. And with the current public health orders, can residents attend the meeting in person at council chambers?
Okay. Nobody was here for me to ask that question. I believe this week, I think with our mask mandate and that'll be all part of it. I am going to say, as of this call right now, but I will put it on social media if it's different, or thompson.ca, that right now it's still the phone in, and if you have questions for question period, if you phone Tammy at 204-677-7938, she'll take your question and we can either call you back or ask your question for you at council, and you can go to our the media to be part of the council.
And I assume this means that the meeting will be streamed online on Zoom as well.
Yes, it will.
All right. Now, Colleen, are there any other public works or city updates you'd like to share today, aside from the water breaks?
We're doing the curb and lawn repairs, as I reported a couple weeks ago. We found a lot more when we did the actual audit and went around and looked, a lot more than we had, so we've actually started on those. We're still doing some street sweeping. I have seen the machine has been downtown. If there's an area that you know of that got missed or could use another sweep, 204-677-7970 is Public Works. Like I said, we've fixing the water breaks as they come up. We're still doing potholes. There's a few potholes still, so phone the same number. Our only issue is that we use the same equipment for doing the equipment and staff for doing the curb and lawn repairs as we do for the potholes. So basically, we take a day out here and there and get what we done. began, and we're still finishing up the line painting. If anybody notices a crosswalk that's not painted or that, I know I brought a couple to attention last week, and they have now been done. So 204-677-7970. If you see a crosswalk that the lines haven't been painted this year, please reach out, especially in the school zones and that. We want to be safe before the kids get going back to school.
All right, sounds good. Now, Colleen, was there anything else you wanted to talk about while we still have you here?
No, I think we're the opening up as a result of everybody following health orders is still happening, but it's still very important that some of the small businesses especially are requiring you to wear your mask. Please don't give them a rough time. They have limited personnel working in that, and they feel safer mandating the masks in their businesses, and that's their prerogative. So please cooperate with them. And even if you're out and about, I know Safeway, Walmart, it's only recommended. They appreciate if you wear masks and that. So we're still just that Delta variant. Nobody really knows about that. We've been really, especially the Thompson area, our case numbers haven't been up. But that's because everybody has practiced such, good self-distancing, hand sanitizing. And if you watch now, there's pop-up vaccine clinics. I know last week it was at the co-op. I don't think the one happened here yesterday at City Hall in McLean Park due to the rain and that. But if you see the sign, I posted it on my Facebook, you see a sign at one of our open locations, a gas station, some of the city, the malls or that, pop in and get your vaccine, whether it be your first shot or second shot. It just makes us all that much safer. Especially right now, it's still mandated the 12 to 17-year-olds before they go back to school. Come on, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, let's get these kids safe before they go to school, and school is going to open up, and it's going to be a more open system for this year, and let's try keep it that way. The kids' mental health is so important that we got to get them back to school and with their friends and that, so they really need it. So just everybody, let's all work together and get everybody vaccinated. And then the North is actually one of the best areas for the take-up, so let's keep it that way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning. It's always great catching up with you.
Okay. Well, everybody have a great week.
You as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca or call our newsline at 677-3905. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.